Graham, Biden needs to do more in support of Ukraine. Denying them the Mideast is irresponsible and unconscionable. By Trent Baker on March 24, 2022. On Thursday, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, called on President Joe Biden to publicly back Ukraine and denounce Russian President Vladimir Putin as a war criminal. While speaking with FNC's Fox and Friends, Graham said he wanted Biden to give forcible support of seeing Ukraine defeat Russia. "What would I like the President of the United States to say? I believe Ukraine can win. I'm committed to them winning. I will hold Putin accountable. He needs to go. He's a war criminal on an industrial scale," Graham outlined. "Have you ever heard this administration embrace the idea that Ukraine can win? So, what does it take for them to win? More. We need ship missiles. I mean, if we had anti-ship missiles, we should sink most of their navy," he added. "Just look at it this way, name one weapon system we've given the Ukrainians they haven't used effectively. Denying them the Mideast is irresponsible and unconscionable." Graham went on to blast the Biden administration for being incredibly slow and incredibly indecisive when dealing with Russia. He called on the president to make the United States' support of Ukraine clear. "This administration, when it comes to Ukraine, is incredibly slow. Incredibly indecisive," he lamented. "So, give them MiGs, give them the S-300. Give them anti-ship missiles, put sanctions on the table so China and understand what comes their way if they bail out Putin. And declare today that if chemical weapons were used by the Russian military against the Ukrainian people, that will lead to a no-fly zone by NATO because that's a war crime. And if there's a nuclear explosion in the Ukraine, then the contamination that would exist throughout Europe would be considered an attack on NATO by Russia." Graham continued, "If you are not that clear to Putin, you're making a huge mistake. If we come out of the summit, and we don't have clarity about chemical weapons and nuclear weapons, and we don't mention winning for Ukraine, then it's a big mistake." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.